From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Treasury Secretary says he believes the economy will start growing before the end of the year. But jobs are another issue. Timothy Geithner told ABC's This Week that unemployment isn't likely to ease until the second part of 2010.
The basic reality still that unemployment is very high in this country. We need to make Americans more confident about their future. And I think you need to do it through just by making sure people understand we are going to do what's necessary to bring growth back on track.
Also on the Sunday talk shows, White House economic advisor Larry Summers addressed the debate over health care overhaul and how to pay for it. He says the administration cannot rule out a tax on the middle class. The White House proposal is estimated to cost $1 trillion over 10 years. The State Department says it is in touch with the families of three Americans reportedly arrested in Iran after crossing the border into that country during a hiking trip. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The State Department says it is assisting the family members of the three missing Americans. The hikers apparently crossed into Iran from northern Iraq on Friday. A spokesman says the Swiss ambassador, who represents American interests in Iran, is working on getting information from Iranian authorities. But he says no further details can be provided at this time out of respect for the privacy of the individuals involved. A U.S. official has met with the fourth member of the hiking party, who stayed behind in northern Iraq. State Television in Iran says the three U.S. tourists were detained while hiking in the mountains. The Kurdish regional government says the three were surrounded by Iranian troops after mistakenly crossing the frontier. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Tel Aviv are scouring the city for a gunman who opened fire on a gay club, killing two teenagers and wounding about a dozen other people. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has details from Jerusalem.
Late Saturday night here, a masked man entered a club for gay teens, pulled out a pistol, and sprayed the place with gunfire. The man then fled the scene on foot and is yet to be apprehended. Gay leaders in Israel are calling the attack a hate crime, saying it's the worst assault on the gay community in Israel's history. For the most part, gays and lesbians here enjoy great freedoms. For example, this is one of the few countries in the world which allows them to openly serve in the military. However, ultra-Orthodox Jewish leaders often incite against the community. In conservative Jerusalem, clashes have been frequent between religious and gay activists. But condemnations by politicians and celebrities, both religious and secular, were swift after the attack, and thousands took to the streets in Tel Aviv last night in an impromptu march to protest what had happened. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
18 years after his disappearance over Iraq, the remains of a Navy captain have been found. Military confirms today it has located Michael Scott Spiker, whose plane was shot down in 1991. This is NPR. Three American soldiers have been killed in an ambush in eastern Afghanistan. This a day after three other service members lost their lives in roadside bombings in the south. July was the deadliest month for foreign troops in Afghanistan since the start of the war. The Obama administration, which has deployed thousands more American troops to Afghanistan in a new anti-Taliban offensive, has warned of tough fighting and expected casualties in the coming months. The World Food Program warns it may have to ground a vital humanitarian air service to parts of Africa this month because of a severe funding shortage. WFP says some of the poorest countries in Africa will be deprived of critical assistance unless donations are immediately received to keep the air service going. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The World Food Program warns the air service in Chad will run out of money by August 15th. Spokeswoman Amelia Casella says the air service flies about 4,000 humanitarian workers every month to Chad. They provide aid to 250,000 refugees from Sudan's conflict-ridden province of Darfur and 180,000 internally displaced people.
What we're talking about is the ability of people to have doctors when they need them, and water engineers when they need them, and really it's a big concern.
Casella says only $6.7 million is needed to keep the planes flying to and from Chad until the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A baffling situation today for aviation authorities in Indonesia. They're trying to determine what happened to a plane carrying 16 people that disappeared from radar. This is NPR.